At least 50 people have been killed by government artillery shells that hit a hospital treating civilians in Sri Lanka's war zone for the second time in as many days. The United Nations estimates that about 50,000 civilians are trapped by the conflict in a 3-square-kilometer strip of land. United States President Barack Obama called on Sri Lanka's Tamil Tigers to free trapped civilians and urged the government to stop indiscriminate shelling in the country's war zone.
Without urgent action, this humanitarian crisis could turn into a catastrophe. Now is the time, I believe, to put aside some of the political issues that are involved and to put the lives of the men and women and children who are innocently caught in the crossfire, to put them first. So I urge the Tamil Tigers to lay down their arms and let civilians go. Their forced recruitment of civilians and their use of civilians as human shields is deplorable. These tactics will only serve to alienate all those who carry them out. I'm also calling on the Sri Lankan government to take several steps to alleviate this humanitarian crisis. First, the government should stop the indiscriminate shelling that has taken hundreds of innocent lives, including several hospitals. The government should live up to its commitment to not use heavy weapons in the conflict zone.